KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Let's check some high school sports. Plenty of it around the area last night. In high school track and field last night at the Lady Tiger Relays at Red Oak, it was Griswold winning the Class A division with 180 points. Stanton with a 101 total was second. Lennox placing third with 81 points. Sydney, Essex, Bedford, Clarinda Academy, and South Page round out the rest of the field. In the AA division last night in Red Oak, it was Glenwood winning the team title. They totaled 173 points. Shenandoah with a 104 total was second. Creston was third with 86. Clarinda, St. Albert, Red Oak, and Southwest Valley round out the rest of that field. At the Coos Invitational last night in Harlan, that's a girls' high school track and field meet, the team championship went to Harlan. They win it with 175 points. Trainer with a 109 total was second. Earlham third with 83. Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, Lewis Central, Denison, Kemper Catholic, and Riverside round out the rest of the field. At the Viking Relays last night in Avoca, AHST the host meet, but it was Panorama having most of the fun. They won both the boys' and girls' divisions. On the girls' side, Panorama with 168 points, outpointing Fremont Mills, who had 131.5 for second. Underwood was third with 104. Exira EHK had 95 for fourth place, and Audubon was fifth with 90 points. AHST, Heartland Christian, and Nishnabotna follow. On the boys' side, Panorama winning with a 143 total. East Mills was second with a 108 total. Fremont Mills with 106 points was third. Underwood, Audubon, Nishnabotna, then AHST and Exira EHK round out those eight teams in that field. At the Big Red Relays last night, this is a boys' event over in Missouri Valley. The team title goes to Logan Magnolia. They place first with 124 points. Missouri Valley had a 112 total for second place. West Harrison with a 103 total was third, followed by Maple Valley, Boyer Valley, Woodbine, and Heartland Christian. In high school soccer play last night, in girls' action, it was Tri-Center defeating Atlantic by a score 5-1. Abraham Lincoln beat Glenwood 3-2. Heartland over Sioux City West 4-2. Lewis Central beat Riverside 10-0. It was Nottoway Valley West Central Valley Adair Casey a winner over Creston 6-0. In boys' soccer last night, Tri-Center got by Atlantic by a score of 3-2. Lewis Central topping Abraham Lincoln 2-0. Thomas Jefferson beat Glenwood in overtime 3-2. Creston topping West Central Valley in overtime 1-0. Also, Underwood beat Nottoway Valley 7-1 in boys soccer. In high school tennis last night, in girls action, it was Creston defeating Atlantic by a score of 7-2. Also in boys varsity tennis, Atlantic beat Creston 6-3, St. Albert 6-3 over Shenandoah, Denison topping Harlan by a score of 8-1. In high school golf last night, in girls' golf, it was Atlantic defeating Creston. Atlantic totaled 171. Creston only had three girls, so not a full team score. Brooke Fletcher of Atlantic was medalist shooting a 35. Brooke Newell of Atlantic was runner-up shooting a 43 last night. Also, Exira EHK defeating Cam and Woodbine. Exira EHK with a 231 total. Cam and Woodbine didn't have full teams. Katie Opperly of Cam was medalist, shooting the low round of 48. Miranda Aradallen of Exira EHK was runner-up with a 51. Harlan defeated Denison 228-258 in girls' golf last night. Emily Patti of Harlan was medalist with a 54. Also, Griswold defeated Red Oak 229-257 in girls' golf. Haiti Dalkey of Griswold was the medalist, shooting a low round of 49 last night. In boys golf, it was Creston edging Atlantic 135-140 last night. Evan Schuler of Atlantic was runner-up medalist with a 1-under par 31. Kyle Nelson shot 32 for Atlantic last night. Exira EHK shot a 184 to defeat Cam, who shot 205, and Woodbine, who shot 224 last night in a triangular. Nick Peppers of Exira EHK shot 42 for the low round. He was medalist. Brady Frum of Exira EHK was runner-up with a 44. Nottoway Valley was a winner in a triangular last night, shooting a 156. East Union had 172 and Adair Casey 224. Delson Grantham of Nottoway Valley shot 35 for medalist honors, and Wes Davis of Nottoway Valley posted 36. He was runner-up. Also, Harlan last night wins a triangular in boys golf. They shot 152 to defeat Denison, who shot 160, and Charter Oak Ute, who shot 227. Ross Martins of Harlan was medalist with a 35. Griswold beat Red Oak 183-193 last night in boys golf. James Reynolds of Griswold carded a 39. That was the low round. He was medalist in that meet last night. Well, Jay Haas has played the Masters 22 times from 1976 to 2005 without winning. His son finds himself atop the leaderboard through 18 holes at Augusta. Bill Haas broke 70 at the Masters yesterday for the first time in five appearances at Augusta National. He fired a 4-under par 68 to take the lead in a major for the first time. Haas opened the tournament with a bogey but bounced back to knock in six birdies on a warm, sunny day when only three other players got into the 60s. Defending champion Adam Scott and 2012 winner Bubba Watson are both at 69. They're one shot back and tied with Louis Oosthuizen. Mark Leishman joins first-time Masters invitees Kevin Stadler, Jonas Blixt, Gary Woodland, Jimmy Walker, KJ Choi, and Brant Snedeker at minus two. And with a record 24 Masters rookies competing, 54-year-old Fred Couples is in the mix following a 71. He led after the second round 2 years ago, after the first round in 2010, and he won in 1992. Phil Mickelson had a triple bogey on 7 and a double bogey on 15, shooting a 4-over par 76, one of the worst scores of his Masters career. Lefties trying to join Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, and Tiger Woods as the only players to win at least four Masters titles. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Oakland beat Minnesota in American League play 6-1. It was the Yankees over Boston 4-1. Houston beat Toronto 6-4. The White Sox over Cleveland 7-3. In the National League, Pittsburgh beat Chicago 5-4. Washington over Miami 7-1. Milwaukee beat Philadelphia 6-2. The Mets over Atlanta 6-4. And Arizona beat San Francisco in 10 innings 6-5. In Pacific Coast League Baseball, Iowa beat Nashville 5-1. Memphis downing Omaha by a score of 10-1. Well, with their top four rushers back from last year, there is some added competition during spring drills for the Iowa Hawkeyes. Mark Wiseman, Jordan Canzeri, Damon Bullock, and LaShawn Daniels all return off of last year's team that finished 8-5.
There's great competition. You know, we have depth at the running back position right now. We have experience at the running back position right now. And we have some young guys who are trying to make a move and earn their niche at the running back position. So, but we're really, really happy with the running back itself.
That's running backs coach Chris White, who says the crowded competition is a good problem to have. He says all of the running backs bring something a little different to the offense.
I wish there was one guy that could do it all. I really do. I mean, it would make my job easier, but all the other guys in the room would not be happy. But, you know, I really think LaShawn is really coming along, and we'll see what happens there. And the young guys, we got to find a role for them if they're going to be able to help our football team win football games, which I think they can.
Several redshirt freshmen are vying for playing time in a receiving corps that should help the offense make more big plays next season. Damon Powell provided a big play spark last season, and receivers coach Bobby Kennedy says he's working hard to become a complete receiver.
He did some things really well. He struggled at some other things. I see him through this spring and then also another training camp of really, you know, hopefully making a move and continuing to develop.
Well, the Hawkeyes will hold a practice at Valley Stadium in West Des Moines tomorrow. Spring drills conclude at Iowa State tomorrow when the Cyclones host an intra-squad game. ISU coach Paul Rhodes won't be keeping score, though, in this one.
We're going to go ones versus twos and go back and forth, and there'll be no special teams. If we score, we'll start from the 30. If we get a stop, I'll move the ball 35 yards down the field, and we'll go both directions. We'll get everybody on the roster will get snaps and play and hopefully have a physical and healthy scrimmage.
Rhodes says that he wants to see a clean game with few mistakes.
When you put stuff new in and you're battling a new defense versus new offensive plays or formations, or you're battling a new offensive play versus a different defensive formation, you know, you're going to make some mistakes. Everything that we'll do on Saturday will have been rehearsed and ran, and so I'm looking for consistency and doing things right from that end.
Well, the scrimmage gets underway at 2 o'clock tomorrow at Jack Trice Stadium. Drake football coach Rick Fox says the transition has been smooth as he goes through his first spring as a head coach. After spending 6 years as the offensive line coach, Fox took over after former coach Chris Creighton left to take over at Eastern Michigan, and he admits that he has a much different style than the former coach.
Coach Creighton, when a recruit would commit to Drake, he would start barking on the phone. I tried to do that once, and it just didn't sound very good. You know, it's just not me. So our recruits, when they commit to us, they're probably not going to have the head coach of Drake barking at them like Coach Creighton did so well.
After winning two straight Pioneer Football League titles, the Bulldogs slipped to 6-5 last year, and part of the reason was a ground game that only averaged 96 yards per game. Fox says the Bulldogs need to be more balanced. Drake's spring game comes up on April 19th. And in racing news, Buddy Lazier will return to the Indianapolis 500 this season in a car fielded by Lazier's Partners Racing. The announcement Thursday was expected after the family-organized team also entered Lazier last season, 1 month after forming the team. Lazier started 32nd last May, ran only 44 laps because of a fuel pressure issue, and retired with a 31st place finish. The 46-year-old Lazier will drive the number 91 Chevrolet with sponsorship from the University of Iowa Stephen A. Wynn Institute for Vision Research. The research center specializes in cures for rare inherited retinal diseases. Jacqueline Lazier, the driver's 12-year-old daughter, was born with one of those issues. It's a complete or partial absence of the colored part of the iris. Jacqueline has lost vision in her right eye. That's Check Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.